愿大家平安。
Peace to everyone。
在2005年最后一次的安息日，我想用愿神祝福你，跟大家来分享一些圣经的道理。
During this last Sabbath day of 2005, I would like to use "May God bless you" as a topic of encouragement.
首先我们来看箴言第十章。
Let us turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章。
Proverbs chapter 10.
22节。
Verse 22. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. The blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
这里说神所赐的福使人富足，不加上忧虑。
Here it says, the blessing of the Lord adds no sorrow.
这节圣经告诉我们，我们所得的福气是从神来的。
And we see that the blessings that we have come from God.
也就是如果我们有神，我们的一生就会充满神的福气。
And also that if in our life we have God, our life will be filled with blessing.
这是神对我们的应许。
This is God's promise to us.
所以在新年的来临，很多人都互相的祝福。
So in the coming new year, everyone gives blessings or greetings to each other.
但是如果没有神，人跟人的祝福只是一种安慰，并没有实际的帮助。
But without God, the blessings that we give to each other are only our own comfort, not from God.
这里说神是给我们的福气，让我们丰富，但是没有忧虑。
And here we see that the blessing of the Lord makes one rich, and he adds no sorrow with it.
世界上人所认为的福气，常常有正面，也有负面。
The blessings that people often seek in this world have both a positive and a negative side.
财富多是福气。
Of course, being rich is a kind of blessing.
但是它有它的负面。
But having wealth also has its negative side.
财富多，信仰不容易持守。
When one is wealthy, it is not easy to keep the faith.
财富多，人在属灵上不容易专心。
And when one is wealthy, it is difficult to focus on our spiritual life.
有很多的负面。
There are many negatives.
或者说长寿。
Or longevity.
长寿是福气。
Long life is also a blessing.
但是如果没有神的恩典，有很多的负面。
But without the blessings of God, there are also many downsides.
我们所想得到的，好像知识丰富。
What we can think of, for example, abundant knowledge.
知识增加，忧伤就增加。
With knowledge increases sorrow.
因为知识增加，让我们知道很多问题，但是找不到答案。
Because when we have more knowledge, we see more problems, but don't always have the answers.
所以这里面也是有它的忧虑。
So there's also sorrow within that.
但是只有从神主耶稣来的恩典，没有负面的。
But only the blessing that comes from Jesus Christ has no sorrow.
好，所以我们来看约翰福音第一章。
So let us turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
The Gospel of John chapter 1.
第一章16节。
John chapter 1 verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。17节。
17.
律法本来是借着摩西传的，恩典跟真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
Verses 16 and 17 of John chapter 1. And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
圣经里面有两个主要的人物。
In the Bible there are two main characters.
在旧约就是摩西。
In the Old Testament it is Moses.
因为摩西带给人律法。
Because Moses brought to humans the law.
那新约时代就是基督。
In the New Testament time, it is Jesus Christ.
那基督带给人恩典。
And Jesus brought grace.
所以我们信耶稣主要的目的是要来领受神的恩典。
Our main purpose in believing in Jesus Christ is to receive his grace.
有很多人对信耶稣的认识不清楚，觉得信耶稣里面很多的教条，很多的捆绑，很多的不自由。
Many people who don't understand what believing in Jesus means think that it is very confining. many rules.
但是第一章十四节说，道成肉身住在我们中间，充充满满，有恩典，有真理。
But here we see that within the fullness of Jesus Christ, we find grace and truth.
在十四节哈，这个道成肉身就是主耶稣来世界。
The Word became flesh, and that is Jesus Christ.
主要是要带给我们充满的恩典跟真理。
And he came to the world full of grace and truth.
那十六节说，要让我们恩上加恩。
And in verse 16, we have grace upon grace.
所以愿神祝福我们在2006年，大家能够恩上加恩。
So we pray that God will give us grace upon grace in 2006.
神的恩典会坚固我们的信心。
God's grace will strengthen our faith.
好，我们看希伯来书十三章。
Let us turn to Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章的第九节。
Hebrews chapter 13, verse 9.
十三章第九节。
Hebrews 13, verse 9.
你们不要被那诸般的怪异的教训引诱勾引，因为人的心靠神的恩坚固才是好的，不是靠饮食。那在饮食上专心的，从来没有得着好处。这里告诉我们，人的心靠恩得坚固才是好的。
Here we read that it is good that the heart be established by grace.
不是靠饮食。
Not with foods.
这个饮食就是指着旧约摩西律法的条例。
And the foods here refer to the requirements of the law in the Old Testament.
所以我们今天信耶稣，这个信仰坚固，不是靠着守条例。
So our faith today is not based on observing laws.
是靠着恩典。
It is based on grace.
那这个恩典当然是主耶稣的救恩。
And this grace is the salvation grace of Jesus Christ.
但也是指着我们日常生活当中所领受很多点点滴滴的恩典。
But it also means the daily blessings that we receive little by little.
我们领受的恩典越多，我们越发现我们所信的主是又真又活的神。
The more blessings we receive, the more we realize that our God is a living and vital God.
我每一次在数算神的恩典，我们再一次感觉到神真的跟我们同在。
Every time we receive His grace, we feel His presence with us.
而且我们知道这位神真的很爱我们。
And we realize how much He loves us.
所以我们对神的信心就更坚定。
And so our heart and our faith are more established.
因此在2006年，愿主赐给我们更多的恩典。
So in 2006, may God give us more grace.
在神的恩典当中，我们的信仰更坚定，不动摇。
That in His grace, our faith may be even more strongly established and not be moved.
神用他的恩来感动我们，吸引我们。
And may He, with His grace, move us and attract us.
那这有两个恩，第一个恩可以指着物质上这个世界上的。
Here, grace can refer to physical blessings that we receive in our life in this world.
那第二个恩可以指着属灵上。
And the second type of grace is a spiritual grace.
神所要赐给我们恩典，在我们物质的生活上，在我们的灵性上，都要给我们。
And God's grace encompasses both the physical and the spiritual blessings.
神赐给我们饮食饱足、满心喜乐，这是一种恩典。
He gives us food and all the needs that we need to live, and this is also a blessing.
生活的缺乏不足，这不是神的旨意。
It is not God's will that we should be lacking in our life.
神创造亚当在伊甸园，就是要让他享受丰盛的生活。
God created Adam in the Garden of Eden to give him an abundant life.
那今天人会缺乏，是因为人离开神。
The reason people are lacking today is because they have left God.
当我们回到神的身边，
when we return to God's side,
我们要再一次享受神的丰盛。
Then we will once again enjoy His abundance.
这个包括物质上没有缺乏。
This includes not being lacking physically.
所以愿神在2006年，让我们每一个人工作能够很稳定，大家都有一个固定的收入，所做的蒙神赐福，让我们的生活没有缺乏。
So in 2006, may God bless everyone with a stable career, stable job, so that we may not be physically lacking.
是我们每一天在数算神给我们的恩典，对他充满着感谢。
And that we may daily give thanks for all that we have received from Him.
但更重要的，愿主赐给我们更丰盛属灵的恩典。
But of course, more importantly, may God give us more spiritual blessings.
那个恩典是什么？
What are these blessings?
是信望爱的充足。
It is the fullness of faith, hope, and love.
我们对神的信心更坚定。
That our faith may be more strengthened.
因为这个信就是 这个圣经啊，彼得前书就是好像金一样。
Because our faith, as in 1 Peter, should be as pure as gold.
有信心在神面前就是富足。
And so our faith in the eyes of God is wealth.
有信心我们就不会忧虑。
With faith, we will not have sorrow.
有信心我们体验就会增加。
With faith, our experiences will grow.
所以信心可以做出很多的功夫。
So faith can benefit us much.
对神的体验会增加。
It will increase our experience of God.
还有我们的爱。
And also our love.
求神赐给我们更多的爱。
May God give us more love.
被神的爱充满。
So that we may be filled with God's love.
也懂得爱神跟爱人。
And to love Him and love others more deeply.
在爱里面，我们可以感觉到， 我们活在地上，好像在天国。
Through love, we can feel that our life in this world is as in heaven.
在爱里面可以感觉到神同在，因为神就是爱。
In God's love, we can feel that we are with Him because God Himself is love.
再来就是盼望。
And hope.
对天国的盼望。
Hope of heaven.
是我们虽然有的人在病痛当中，因为有一个盼望， 我们就不至于灰心。
That even though we may be physically ill because of our hope in God, we will not be discouraged.
好，那这个神的恩上加恩要从哪里来？
So where does this grace upon grace come from?
我们需要有几个努力，让我们能够恩上加恩。
We have to do our part as well to receive this grace.
首先我们看马太福音。
Let us look at the Gospel of Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
马太第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
33节。
Verse 33.
你们要先求他的国跟他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you.
这些东西就是吃的、穿的、喝的。
These things refer to what we eat, wear, and drink.
也就是生活的需要。
And they are the physical needs that we have for our life.
圣经说，这些东西都要加给你。
And here we see these things shall be added to you.
这个就是恩典。
This is God's grace.
所以你不要忧虑。
So we do not worry.
因为神的恩典够你用。
Because God's grace is sufficient for us.
那怎么体会到这个恩典？
How do we experience this grace?
要先求神的国跟神的义。
We have to first seek God's kingdom and His righteousness.
所以在新的一年，我们要试着把我们生活这个优先顺序做一个调整。
So in this new year, we have to reorder our life.
把神的事情放在我们个人的前面。
We have to place God's matters first in our life.
甚至放在我们家庭的前面。
And first in our family life.
当我们把神放在很重要的地位，
When we put God first,
神的恩典自然就进到我们里面了。
Then His blessings will naturally come to us.
所以我们要恩上加恩， 就是在生活当中要改变。
So in order to have grace upon grace, we have to change our life.
那恩典是很自然的一个结果。 有时候你不要求神的恩典一直领导。
And if we reorder our life in this way, then His blessings will come naturally to us.
因为当我们的生活得到神的喜欢的时候，神的恩典自然就降下来。
Because when our life is pleasing to God, then He will naturally grant us His blessings.
所以恩上加恩，每一个人都要。
So everyone wants God's grace.
但是我们要把神摆在我们个人的需要的前面。
But we have to know we have to place God first.
第二点，
Secondly,
我们如果要体会到恩上加恩，
If we want to receive more grace,
我们要来实现圣经所说，施比受更有福。
Then we have to practice what the Bible teaches. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
先看 使徒行传20章。
Let's look at Acts chapter 20.
35节。
Verse
35. 20章35节。
Acts chapter 20, verse 35.
我凡事给你们做榜样，叫你们知道，应当这样劳苦扶助软弱的人，又纪念主耶稣说的话，施比受更有福。这里讲施比受更有福。Here
we see, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
当我们需要的时候，有人给我们，我们觉得很温暖。
When we are in need and others give to us, we feel very warm.
这个需要不一定是指着物质。
And these don't necessarily mean just physical needs.
有时候是在精神上，有时候是在灵性上。
Sometimes it refers to emotional need or spiritual need.
但是如果我们能够给别人，这更有福气。
But if we are able to give to others, then we are even more blessed.
所以我们在未来的一年，
So in the coming year,
我们从各方面来想，我能够给什么给什么给别人。
We have to ask ourselves, what can I give to others?
我们算算看， 2005年 我们收入一共多少钱？
Let's think about how much we have earned in the year 2005. The tithe from our income is something we should give to God.
这个是我们报答神的恩典。
This is a way of repaying God's grace.
那除了十一捐之外，
apart from our tithing,
我们是不是也能够拿一部分来帮助别人？
Can we take another portion to help others?
看起来这是一种减少。
It, on the surface, seems like it is taking away from us.
但是这是更大的福气。
But actually, it is adding to our grace.
但是我们需要有信心。
But we have to have the faith to believe it.
所以如果我们要体验到更多的恩典，
So if we want to receive more blessings,
我们要付出更多。
That means we have to give even more.
我们就会得到更多。
And then we will receive more.
常常我们得不到是因为我们没有付出。
Sometimes we have not received because we have not given.
因为我们想要得，要把它抓住。
We want to hang on to, hold on to what we have.
保罗说，我虽然一无所有。
And Paul said, even though I have nothing.
他本来什么都有。
He actually has everything.
但是为着主耶稣，他施出去一无所有。
He had everything once, but he gave it all away in order to gain Christ.
但是在生活当中，他体会到样样都有。
But in his life, he felt even greater abundance.
这个就是一种富足。
Fulfilled.
但这需要信心。
This kind of wealth requires faith.
那圣经也说， 在所行出来的事上必然得福。
And
就是要行道。
In the Bible it says that we have to do what is right.
把圣经的话行出来。
We have to do what God says in His Word.
我们试着把圣经每一句话把它行出来。
If we do everything that the Bible says,
我们在年底的时候先反省一下。
We have to reflect and at the end of this year.
我们跟人际之间的关系有没有问题？
Have we had any problems in our personal relationships?
在我们的家庭里面，
In our families?
在教会里面，
In the church?
在社会里面，
In the society?
如果有问题，
If there are problems,
可能是因为我们没有行道。
It may be because we did not do what God taught us.
圣经说我们要赦免。
We have to forgive.
要包容。
We have to be tolerant.
要爱。
We have to love.
那如果我们试着去行道，
And if we do these things,
神的恩典就会临到我们。
Then God's blessings will come upon us.
愿神赐给我们恩上加恩。
May God give us grace upon grace.
好，我们现在再看诗篇的84篇。
Let us now turn to Psalm 84.
诗篇的84篇。
Psalm 84.
第5节到第7节。
Verses 5 through 7.
诗篇84篇第5节到第7节。
Psalm 84, verse 5 through 7.
靠你有力量， 心中向往锡安大道的， 这个人变为有福。 第6节。
6.
他们经过流泪谷， 叫这个谷变为泉源之地， 并有秋雨之福， 盖满全谷。 第7节。
7.
他们行走，力上加力， 个人到锡安朝见神。 这里说，他们行走，力上加力。
Here we see they go from strength to strength.
然后到锡安来朝见神。
Each one appears before God in Zion.
愿神祝我们大家 2006年 力上加力。
May God in 2006 give us strength to strength.
使我们每个人能够到属灵的锡安来朝见我们的神。
So that every one of us may appear before God in Zion.
这个锡安当时就是耶路撒冷。
Zion here refers to Jerusalem.
今天就是真教会基督的身体。
In other words, the true church, the body of Christ.
是充满万有者所充满的。
It is that which fills all in all.
我们有力上加力， 才能够到神的殿来朝见神。
If we go from strength to strength, then we can appear before God in His temple.
第一个力， 可以指着体力。
The first strength may refer to physical strength.
第二个力可以把它解释作灵力。
The second strength may refer to spiritual strength.
一个人要来朝见神、服侍神，需要有体力，也需要有灵力。
So in order for one to serve God and to be before God, we need both physical and spiritual strength.
所以求神祝福我们大家在 2006年身体健康。
So in 2006, may God grant us all good health.
也当祝福我们大家属灵也能够健壮。
And also allow us to be spiritually strong.
所以我们可以常常在教会见到大家。
So that we may see one another frequently in the church.
在这个地方来敬拜神。
And come here together to worship God.
如果一个人充满着灵力，但是没有体力。
If one is filled with spiritual strength but has no physical strength,
有时候连来教会都有问题。
Then it may be difficult even to come to church.
有时候虽然能够来教会。
And even though we may come to church,
也发现虽然我们想要做圣工, 没有力量,
we may feel that we don't have the strength to do His work.
所以灵力很重要, 体力也不可缺少。
So we have to be spiritually strong, but we cannot lack physical strength either.
但是如果一个人有体力,
but if someone has physical strength,
身体很好,
is very healthy,
没有灵力,
but does not have spiritual strength,
有时候虽然教会, 离开我们家, 开车也不够半个钟头, 你来不到。
Sometimes it may be very easy to come to church, but we don't come.
好像很远,
it seems very far.
但是要找朋友, 要打球, 要吃饭, 多远都可以去。
But to do things like playing ball, going out to eat with friends, it's very easy.
这个就是因为灵力缺乏。
That means we have or are lacking in spiritual strength.
所以要让一个人常常来崇拜神, 来服侍神, 需要有体力, 也要有灵力。
So for one to truly worship God well, we need both physical and spiritual strength.
但是要得到神这个双倍的力量, 我们有人应该尽的本分。
But in order to receive this double strength from God, we have to do our part as well.
我们的体力, 这是人的努力加上神的帮助才有的。
Our good health comes from our own effort and the help of God.
首先我们要注重生活的平衡。
We have to find a good balance in our life.
有时候人在老化的过程，自然体力会衰退，这是很显然的。
As a person ages, their health or their energy may flag, and that is natural.
但是有的人还没有老就已经先衰退。
But some people are lacking in strength even before they grow old.
这是因为生活没有平衡。
That is because their life is not balanced.
所以我们要让神来祝福我们有更多的体力，除了祷告之外，我们生活要平衡。
So in order to be healthy, we have to pray, of course, but also have balance.
神造人，原来就是有白天有晚上。
God created us in a world of day and night.
白天就是要工作，晚上就是要休息。
Daytime is for working, nighttime is for rest.
那如果白天工作，晚上也工作，这就不平衡。
If we work in the day but don't rest at night, that is not balanced.
你看一部车子可以开几万迈。
Look at how far our car can go.
你如果前五年你一直开到最后，一定这个车子很早就报销了。
If you keep driving a car during the first 5 years without without maintenance, it will fail.
因为这个 mileage 差不多是固定的。
Because a car can only go so many miles.
那我们一个人的身体，如果没有保养, 你一直用到最后，一定会出问题。
And likewise, with our bodies, if we don't take care of them, we will have illnesses.
所以让我们生活体力好, 要生活要平衡。
So in order for our bodies to be healthy, we have to live a balanced life.
到最后这也是为着神。
And of course, this is all for God.
一直到过了40-50岁以后, 营养、运动、休息, 这是很重要的。
After 40 and 50 years of age, we realize how much nutrition, exercise are important to us.
那这样的话, 我们才能够走更远的路, 来朝见神、服侍神。
And if we take care of our bodies, then we can go even farther to serve God more.
但是更重要是我们要有灵力。
But more importantly, we need spiritual strength.
因为信仰本身是在走一条旷野路。
Because our life of faith is a walk in the wilderness.
没有灵力，我们走不下去的。
If we don't have spiritual strength, we cannot finish the road.
那怎么样让我们得到灵力？
And how do we receive spiritual strength?
请看希伯来书12章。
Let's look at Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书12章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
第一节。
Verse 1.
十二章第一节。
Hebrews 12 verse 1.
我们既有这许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕我们，就应当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐，那奔跑那摆在我们前头的路程。第二节。
Verse 2.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。这个地方说我们有很多的见证人，好像云彩围绕我们。
Here we read that we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses.
所以在走天国路，我们不是第一代。
So to walk on this path of faith, we are not the first ones.
我们到美国来，有我们当中可能有人是第一代。
Coming to this country, perhaps some of us are first generation
immigrants. 第一代总是比较辛苦。
The first generation is also the most difficult.
因为你不晓得是怎么一回事。
It's difficult to become acclimated.
但是在天国路，我们不是第一代。
But in this path of faith, we are not the first.
已经有很多的见证人走在我们前面。
There are a great cloud of witnesses who have already gone before us.
他是我们的一个鼓励啊。
And they are an encouragement to us.
所以天国不要怕，走天国路。
We should not be afraid to walk on this path.
但是我们人的本分。
But we have our part.
要脱去重担。
To lay aside every weight.
那里面有一个就是容易缠累我们的罪。
And within that, the sin which easily ensnares us.
所以一个人啊，要得到属灵的力量哦，要对付罪。
So in order to be spiritually strong, we have to combat sin.
因此今天是2005年最后一天。
Today is actually the last day of 2005.
我们要好好想想看，有什么罪要除去的。
We have to ponder deeply what kind of sin in our lives we need to lay aside.
有时候圣跟俗之间呢，会影响我们是不是能够得到力量。
And it is often the choice between right and wrong that determines.
俗化跟圣洁。
Between spiritual and physical, or worldly that we have to choose between.
所以常常我们失去灵力，是因为生活俗化。
Sometimes we lack strength because our lives become more worldly.
不是没有祷告，你怎么祷告？但是生活如果俗化，得不到力量。
Even if you pray a lot, if your lifestyle is worldly, you cannot become spiritual.
那这个俗化就是从我们日常所接触的一些大众传播我们的娱乐开始的。
And our lifestyle determines how worldly we are.
所以不要想说我没有去犯那个什么很严重的罪。
So we shouldn't say, oh, I haven't committed any great sin.
生活俗化就会失去力量。
Even if your lifestyle is very worldly, you will not be strong.
所以如果我们在2006年要力上加力，要生活圣洁、圣化。
So if we want to receive more strength in 2006, we have to make our lives more spiritual.
那我们一步一步来做。
And do it step by step.
从安息日开始。
From the Sabbath day.
从礼拜五太阳下山。
From the time that the sun goes down on Friday.
我们已经进入圣日。
We have entered into the holy day.
所以所有俗的东西全部要停止。
So all of the worldly things should stop.
我们世俗的电视节目。
Including television.
包括看电影。
Including movies.
也包括我们网路。
Including the internet.
跟神没有关系的全部都要停止。
We have to get rid of everything that has nothing to do with God.
那我们的心呢，离开这个俗世，我们才能够进到圣所，神的同在的地方。
And only when our heart departs from the worldly side, can we enter into the Holy of Holies.
那我们来到教会，才会感觉到我们跟神很亲。
And then when we enter into church, we will feel close to God.
如果我们在礼拜五也进到俗世里面，我们来到教会，虽然人在这里，你会发现神离开我们很远。
So even if we are physically sitting here in church, but our heart is still in the world, we will be far from God.
所以从安息日开始做。
So we should start from the Sabbath day.
一直到太阳下山。
From the time the sun goes down.
我们不做俗事。
We should not do anything worldly.
在这一天，我们就是安静来享受神给我们的安宁。
We should truly set aside this day to enjoy the rest from God.
还有神给我们的安息。
And His peace.
在这里服侍神，祷告。在追求神的话
to serve God and pray and to learn His word.
这样就可以力上加力
and this is how we add on to our strength.
不离开俗就没有办法得力
if we don't depart from the worldly aspects, we cannot receive spiritual strength.
这个没有办法，你脚踏两只船，我也要俗，我也要灵，没有办法。
We can't be on two boats at the same time in the world and in the spiritual.
因为这个两个是互相冲突的。
Because they are in conflict.
一个是属魔鬼，一个是属神的。
The world is of Satan, the spiritual is of God.
所以大家重新得力，要与世俗断绝。
So in order to become strong, we have to cut off the worldly.
要顺服神的痛苦，常常比不顺服神的痛苦更少。
The pain of submitting to God is less painful than submitting to the world.
不顺服神的痛苦比顺服神会更大。
And not obeying God is more painful than obeying God.
所以你这个属如果你切得断，有一点转淡的痛，但是当我们得力，那个灵的满足是很大的。
So it may cause us some pain to cut off the worldly things, but this is temporary and cannot compare to the great abundance that we receive from God.
第二个就是要等候。
And next we have to wait.
请看以赛亚书四十章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 40.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
四十章二十八节到三十一节
，forty verse
二十八到三十一
，28-31。
以赛亚书四十章二十八节
，Isaiah 40:28-31。
你岂不知道吗？岂不听见吗？永在的神，创造地极的主，并不疲乏，也不困倦，他的智慧无法测度。神是不疲乏也不困倦的神。
Here, God never faints or is weary.
那二十九节，疲乏的他是力量，软弱的他加能力。所以神跟人他已经应许你如果软弱疲乏，他要给你力量。
Here in verse 29, He promises He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength.
三十节，少年人你要疲乏，强健你要全然跌倒。
30, even youth shall fall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall.
主委不信吗？
Do we not believe?
你看那个假期电视按钮，你按得下去就是按不停，没有办法按停。
Sometimes it's very difficult to make
turn on the 电视，但是你没有办法 turn off.
to turn off the television.
在电视面前全然跌倒。
Some people utterly fall in front of the TV.
有的是在网络上面全然跌倒。
Some people utterly fall because of the internet.
有的是在报纸杂志全然跌倒。
Some people utterly fall because of media.
一张报纸看又看，然后再复习又温习。
Some people read a newspaper time and time again.
那里面有什么好东西？
What's in there?
有没有生命？
Is there any life?
没有。
No.
所以这个世界上在世界上打滚，全然跌倒。
So people who spend all of their time in this world will fall.
三十一节。
But in 31.
等候神要重新得力。
But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their
strength. 怎么等候？
How do we wait?
五旬节怎么等候？
How did we wait on the Pentecost?
不是坐在电视机面前等候。
They did not wait in front of the TV.
跪在神面前等候。
They waited by kneeling before God.
所以2006年，如果我们要重新得力，要多祷告。
In 2006, in order to become stronger, we need to pray more.
我们就可以全然得力。
And that's how we get more strength.
生活圣化，多祷告就全然得力。
And make our life more spiritual and pray more, then we will have strength.
诸位，我们有没有感觉到传福音很难？
Do we feel that preaching the gospel is very difficult?
人的心像金刚石一样硬。
And that people's hearts are as hard as steel.
请问怎么转？
How do we change them?
我们需要属灵的权柄。
We have to have spiritual power.
金刚石也可以打破。
Even steel can be broken.
那个属灵权柄从哪里来？
Where does that spiritual power come from?
生活圣洁。
That we have our lives are spiritual.
祷告等候。
And wait.
没有第二个秘诀。
There's no other way.
什么方法如果离开这两步都不会成的。
If you don't follow these two steps, there's no other way we can succeed.
一个人要做圣工，这个两个一定要做。
If a person wants to serve God, they have to have these two things.
生活圣洁，多祷告。
To live a holy life and to pray more.
我们的工作才会有果效。
And then our work will be fruitful.
我们如果个人遇到什么困难。
If we have any problems of our own.
别人给我们安慰很好。
Others may comfort us, which is
good. 所以我们在礼拜六看到很多互相鼓励安慰，这都很好。
And so on Saturday, when we see each other, we encourage each other, which
is good. 但是绝对不能够取代在神面前的等候。
But it cannot replace what we have to wait before God.
所以谁是最辅导的、最好的辅导员呢？
So who is the best counselor?
我们用神的话安慰、鼓励之后，带到会堂来祷告，这个是最好的辅导员。
the best way is to use God's word to encourage and comfort, but then to bring them before God in prayer.
如果我们不知道把需要的人带到神面前来得到力量，我们还不知道怎么去带领别人走信仰的路。
If we do not know how to bring others before God in prayer, then we do not know how to bring others on the right way.
因为那个力量是从上头来。
Because the strength has to come from above.
所以我们很希望在教会里面，我们吃完饭大家互相团契，这是好的。但是要保留一段时间安静祷告。
And during our fellowship time or meal time, it is good to share and talk with one another, but we have to save time for prayer.
那我们就可以重新得力。
And then and only then can we receive strength again.
力上加力。
And have strength upon strength.
哥林多后书第三章。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
哥林多后书第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3.
18节,
verse 18.
哥林多后书第三章18节.
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
我们纵然藉着唱着脸，可以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。这里说荣上加荣。
Here we see from glory to glory.
因为变成主的形状。
Because we are transformed into the same image.
如同从主的灵变成的。
As of the Lord.
所以愿主祝福我们。
So may God bless us.
2006年, 大家荣上加荣。
That in 2006 we may have glory to glory.
我差不多到45岁以后都没有照过相，很少。
After I turned 45, I very seldom take photographs.
因为越看越不像以前。
Because I look less and less like my former self.
外体渐渐朽坏。
My body is gradually deteriorating.
所以这是每一个人的经验。
This is everyone's experience.
所以人上了中年以后，很少说再把那个照片再放大。
So when a person reaches middle age, very seldom do they blow up a large picture.
每个皱纹都看得越清楚。
Because then you can see the wrinkles more clearly.
连你化妆后面那个化妆的后面也看得到。
Even the makeup is very apparent.
所以外体渐渐朽坏。
So our bodies are gradually declining.
所以第四章16节他说不要上胆，为什么会上胆呢？你越看这样下去还得了？再10年怎么办？
And here it says, "Do not be fooled, because if we keep looking at ourselves, we'll see ourselves growing older."
这样就会上胆啊。
Then we will be fooled.
但第三章说要荣上加荣。
But here in verse 18 it says we have glory unto glory.
变成主的形状。
Because we are transformed into the likeness of Christ.
斯提凡啊， 面貌像天使。
And even Stephen, when he was martyred, had a face of an angel.
这个就是主的形状。
This is the image of God.
有一个弟兄啊，他这个在几十年前啊， 他被安排去火车站接另外一个弟兄。
Several decades ago, there was one brother who was assigned to pick up another brother at the train station.
从来没有看过那个弟兄。
And he'd never met this brother before.
那怎么去找那个弟兄？
How did he look for him?
他就在那火车站就一直看。
He looked at all the people at the train station.
看到一个人在跟讲哈利路亚，那个人也哈利路亚。
And he saw somebody and said, "Hallelujah!" And the other person replied, "Hallelujah!"
那别人就问他说，你怎么可以看得出来他是弟兄？
And the person asked, "How did you know I was a brother?"
这个很特别啊，一个人如果常常在读经、祷告、亲近神，就是荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
And it's very miraculous that if a person is truly in the Spirit of God and reads God's Word, then their image will be more glorious.
所以你有没有看你家的小孩子，如果去参加这个灵恩会了，回来以后啊，都变了。
If you ever look at children after they've attended a spiritual convocation, they look different.
还没有参加联谊会，有的是电视脸，有的是电动玩具脸，有的是读书脸，有的是打球脸，有的面怀怀，就是台湾话。 And
before they go to spiritual convocation, they might have a television face or an internet face or a school face, but when they come back.
但是祷告、读经、祷告、读经，到最后变了。
After praying and reading the Bible, praying and reading the Bible, then their faces change.
因为内心充满着平安、喜乐，神的灵敏在里面，所以就变成主的形状。
They're filled with the peace and joy of God because of the Spirit within them, and they are in the likeness of Christ.
所以愿主让我们在2006年，每一个人在属灵上能够变成主的形状。
So in 2006, may each of us be transformed into the same image of God.
荣上加荣。
From glory to glory.
这里说要敞着脸看见神的荣光。
That with unveiled face we will behold the glory of the Lord.
那是从镜子里面反照的。
As in a mirror.
镜子是哪里？
Where is the mirror?
就是圣经。
It's the Bible.
神的荣光通过圣经照到我们内心。
The glory of God through the Bible enters into our hearts.
所以圣经阅读神的话进到我们里面，我们就有一种生命的本质上的改变。
So the more we read the Bible, the more it enters into our hearts, and our lives will be changed.
这个是从镜子反照。
And this is the mirror of God.
那如从主的灵变成的。
And where is the Spirit?
那这个主的灵从哪来？圣灵。
The Spirit is the Holy Spirit.
所以多读圣经，多祷告，人就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
When the Spirit enters into us and the Word of God enters our hearts, then our lives will be transformed into glory. 所以
主耶稣是最荣耀的人。
Of course, Jesus is the most glorious.
面貌山上，容貌放光，衣服洁白。
When he went to the Mount of Transfiguration, his entire image changed and his clothing was glorious.
他没有加行美容。
He was not made over.
但为什么容貌放光？
Why was his face so glorious?
就变成主的形状。
He showed his true self.
这个就是我们今天可以经验得到。
As the image of God, this is something we also can aspire to.
那这一种的荣耀可以维持到天国永远的。
And this kind of glory and beauty can be maintained until the eternally.
那地上的美几十年就过去了。
But the beauty of this world passes within a few years.
所以十七十八有选美，有没有看过七八十选美？没有。
You have Miss America at in their teens or twenties, but do you ever see Miss America in their eighties? No.
那个是过去的。
That has passed.
但是在灵里面的追求，我们越来越荣耀，越来越像主耶稣，荣上加荣。
When we pursue God in the Spirit, then we could become more and more glorious and more beautiful in the Spirit.
先看以赛亚书66章。
Let's look at Isaiah chapter 66.
以赛亚书66章。
Isaiah 66.
以赛亚书66章。
Isaiah chapter 66.
第一节，第十节，第十节。
Verse 10.
66章第十节。
Isaiah 66 verse 10.
你们爱慕耶路撒冷都要与他一同欢乐，你们要为他悲哀的都要与他一同乐上加乐。这里说爱慕耶路撒冷要与他一同欢喜快乐。
Here, all you who love Jerusalem should rejoice with her.
耶路撒冷是什么？
What is Jerusalem?
就是圣城。
It is the holy city.
就是教会。
It is the church.
爱慕教会的要跟他一起欢喜快乐。
All who love the church should be glad with her and rejoice.
然后下面一句就比较难解了，为她悲哀的都要与她一起乐上加乐。
And all you who mourn for her should rejoice for joy.
愿主祝我们大家2006年乐上加乐。
May all of us have joy upon joy in 2006.
第一个乐就是神与我们同在的喜乐。
The first joy is the joy of God with us.
第二个乐是从耶路撒冷来的。
And the second joy is the joy from Jerusalem.
是从教会来的。
From the church.
那这怎么说呢？
How do we explain that?
为她悲哀，要与她一同乐上加乐。
All you who mourn for her, rejoice for joy with her.
如果我们非常的爱教会。
If we truly love the church.
我们看我们教会从这个downtown搬到这里来会非常喜乐。
We see that the San Jose church moved from downtown San Jose to this place.
因为我们变成非常很好的设备
，and God granted us this wonderful facility.
要宗教教育要办活动都很方便。
It's very convenient to have religious education classes and other activities.
前面一个教会卖跟这个新的教会买接的刚刚好。
And it was perfectly timed in when we sold the other one and bought this one.
那这个前面的教会虽然有可能卖给别人更高的价钱，但他就是要卖给我们。
And this the church that owned this building may have sold it to another group, but they sold it to us.
这个都是神的工作，神祝福我们。
And these are all through the arrangement and the blessing of God.
那谁会最喜乐呢？我想有参与这个过程的人最喜乐。
And I think those who are most joyful are those who participated in this process.
那这个会堂已经有了。
Now that we have this chapel.
但是不是教会啊？教会是人啊，不是会堂。
It is not a church because the church are the people within it.
那我们现在怎么在这个会堂把这个教会兴旺起来？
And how do we make the church prosper?
流泪撒种的要欢呼收割。
Those who sow with tears shall reap with joy.
这个就是悲哀，为他悲哀的要一起乐上加乐。
That is how we mourn for the church and then rejoice for the church.
所以要让这个教会兴盛，我们每一个人要付出心力。
So in order for this church to prosper, everyone has to give.
你看呢，当初他们神造约柜，叫他们是要用抬的。
And we know that when God commanded them to build the Ark of the Covenant, they had to carry it.
大概很重，抬来抬去，他们就发明用车子来运。
And it was probably very heavy, so they built a cart for it.
这个人造的方法。
And that was a human method.
可能比较便利。
But it was not right.
但是这个约柜差点倒下去，乌撒一扶，就神把他杀掉了。
But when
反而是这个便利是一个人被杀了。
When they used the cart to transport the ark, and it almost fell, the person who was using it, Uzzah, was killed.
我们现在这个教会的圣工啊，都靠这个 email 啦的网络在联络，这个是科技给我们带一个方便。
And we often use email nowadays to communicate in planning church work. This is something that technology has given us.
但是不要想啊，这个网络 email 这样联络圣工，自然就会发展，没有这么简单的。
But we shouldn't think that just because we have email, the holy work will prosper. It's not that easy.
为什么神要叫他们抬？不当初讲就用车子运就好了。
Why did God tell them to carry the ark and not build a cart for the ark?
因为抬你才会感觉到那个重量。
Because when you carry the ark, you can feel its weight.
那你 email 联络要送出去，你会怎么感觉到教会有什么重量？
If you just use email to pass on messages, how can you feel the weight?
好，那你现在实际人跟人去接触。
And when you actually interact with someone face to face,
你才觉得这个人的需要，那个人的软弱，那个人的需要。
Then you realize this person has needs and that person has weaknesses.
那需要怎么办？你要为他祷告啊。
And you can feel what they need, so you have to pray for them.
那个就是重量。
That is the weight that we have to carry.
但你内心有感受那个重量、那个压力、别人的那个苦难，然后用爱心的帮他祷告，就是在抬约柜。
When we in our hearts feel the needs and the pain of other people, and we bring it to God in prayer, that is carrying the ark.
那这样大家来抬啊，约柜才会前进啊，圣工才会进步啊。
And only when we carry the ark together can the work of the church prosper.
所以不是说这个现代科技不好，现代科技不能够取代人跟人的接触。
So it's not to say that technology is not good, but technology cannot replace our human interactions.
对慕道者的探访，对需要信徒的探访，这个接触不能够用现代科技来取代的。
Technology cannot replace the time that we spend with other people, visiting them, caring for them.
所以要让我们在这个新的会堂乐上加乐，我们每一个人要有一种责任的心。
So in order to have greater joy in this church, we have to have a sense of responsibility.
大家想我要为教会做什么。
We have to ask each and every one of us, what can I do for the church?
一起努力来抬这个重量，神的工作，圣工就会进步。
And we have to carry the ark together, bear it forward so that the work of God can prosper.
愿主祝福我们大家。
May God bless all of us.
恩上加恩。
To have grace upon grace.
力上加力。
Strength upon strength.
荣上加荣。
Glory upon glory.
乐上加乐。
And joy upon joy.
唱诗。
Let us sing him.
309首。
309。Please be seated.
我们现在最后来祷告。
Now we will pray again.
祷告当中，让我们来感谢神。
In our prayer, let us thank God.
他带领我们一年平安的过去。
That He has guided us peacefully through one year.
也祷告中，愿神来祝福我们。
And in our prayer, may God bless us.
他给我们的福气是富足，不加上忧虑。
And His blessing comes with no sorrow.
愿主用他的恩来坚固我们的信心。
May He, through His grace, establish our faith and our hearts.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray together.